This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID vaccine shipments delayed by winter storms will arrive in Colorado by Monday. Kate McIntyre is with the State Vaccine Task Force.
We are doing our best to support providers who have questions or issues with keeping their appointments across the state, and we're actively working with the federal government, local healthcare providers, and vaccine providers to respond to any issues.
Officials are confident anyone promised a shot will get one. Drought conditions are improving due to the recent snowstorms. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis says nearly a quarter of Colorado was in exceptional drought last week.
The U.S. Drought Monitor now shows about 18% of the state sits in that category. Extreme drought covered about 70% of the state last week. That's now dropped to about 60%. The statewide snowpack is now 91% of average, which jumped up from 77% at the start of the month.
Of Colorado is still in severe drought. The state wants to know if 10,000 ponds in the Arkansas River Basin are creating problems for water rights holders downstream. Water resources engineer Bill Tyner.
I can't see that there would be enough replacement water to make it practical for the majority of the pond owners to be able to keep their ponds. So I think, unfortunately, there will be a fair number of ponds that will just have to be eliminated.
Tyner says many ponds were created for aesthetics. 28 in Denver, it is 17 and foggy in Colorado Springs, 20 degrees in Vail. This is CPR News.